In a South Dakota courtroom, prosecutors presented key evidence today in their manslaughter case against the state's only congressman. If convicted for his part in a traffic fatality, Bill Janklow, a former four-term governor, could spend 10 years in prison. South Dakota Public Radio's Kurt Dickish reports.
State prosecutors in Janklow's hometown of Flandreau are trying to convict the congressman of second-degree manslaughter, reckless driving, and two lesser charges. They say he drove a white Cadillac more than 70 miles an hour through a stop sign and struck a motorcycle. Its rider, farmer Randy Scott, died at the scene. Prosecutors have to convince the jury that Janklow killed Scott by driving recklessly, knowing there was a risk of substantial harm. They began by calling eyewitnesses to the August 16th accident. One woman testified that shortly before the crash, she was driving posted speed toward the intersection in question. She said Janklow passed her car from behind so fast it was like she was standing still. Prosecutors also played a videotape made at the scene of the accident. In it, Janklow tells a highway patrolman that he swerved and raced through the intersection to avoid another vehicle that no other witnesses saw.
We were coming up to this stop sign, and it came right from over here on the side. He was coming right across this way at me, and I remember gunning it.
A reconstruction of the accident showed the congressman's vehicle was in his lane of traffic at the time of the collision. In cross-examination, Janklow's attorney tried to show his client was dazed and confused. The defense's core argument is that the congressman was suffering a diabetic reaction that afternoon because he hadn't eaten all day, and that heart medication he was taking hid the symptoms of such an episode. University of South Dakota law professor Chris Hutton says jurors in this state pride themselves on their common sense.
And so they are not likely to be swayed by something that looks like a phony defense, but they are very interested in the concept that there could be an accident or that some medical situation could arise. And I think in those situations, they would be willing to entertain that as a possible explanation.
After the prosecution, the defense gets its turn to present evidence, and their witness list includes medical experts on diabetes and beta blocker heart medication. Janklow's attorney also plans to show the Republican wasn't speeding as fast as police say he was. A key factor in the jury's decision might come from one of the prosecution's last witnesses. Jennifer Walter says last December she called authorities from the very same intersection to say a white Cadillac raced through and nearly hit her. A deputy sheriff says he then stopped Janklow driving a car of the same description at 92 miles an hour in the 55 zone. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.